The text that calls for our attention this Lord's Day comes to us from the Gospel of Matthew, the 11th chapter, particularly these two verses. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus of Nazareth was best known, I suppose, for most of his life as a carpenter, or at least as a carpenter's son. I'm told that one of the things carpenters did in Jesus' day was to craft yoke. If you don't know what a yoke is, it's that thing pictured on the front of the bulletin. It was a device used to bring two animals together in order that together they might accomplish certain tasks. And unlike in our day where most things, even for farm use, are mass produced, in Jesus' day these yokes were often made for specific oxen. Yes, they were a custom fit for the oxen in order that they might indeed be able to work together efficiently, accomplishing even more than they would without it, and feeling less of a burden as they did. Yes, especially in the case of these custom-made yokes, applying a yoke to a pair of oxen was never intended to burden the oxen, but rather to make their work easier, and therefore more efficient. Most speakers who use illustrations in their speaking understand that the best source to find good things to use as illustrations are items which they are familiar with and their audience is also familiar with. So I suppose it's not surprising that the carpenter's son Jesus decides today in our text to use yoke to teach about his way. Who knows? He could have well been holding in his hands as he said these words, a yoke that he himself had crafted. Jesus in our text invited those who were weary and burdened to come to him and find rest. He told them to take his yoke upon themselves and so find rest for their souls. And that his yoke was easy and that his burden was light. Indeed, he called those who were wearied and heavy burdened to come and be bound to him with that custom yoke that was made for each of them. Yes, that yoke would bind them to Jesus and allow them to do the work that he had planned for them and to do it with great joy. For indeed, if they would be fitted with this yoke, their burden would be light. Yes, in order to understand exactly what Jesus was teaching these people back in his day and apply it to our lives, we must understand two primary things about yokes. First, yokes are not meant to be a burden. And secondly, yokes enable great works to be accomplished. First, yokes are not meant to be a burden. Christ indeed describes his yoke as easy to bear, light in fact. And it's precisely because the yoke that Christ speaks about was this custom yoke that he had made to fit upon the shoulders of each one of us. Indeed, when the Spirit dwells in a person, the yoke of Jesus indeed fits them nice and snugly. We might even say comfortably. Indeed, it is hardly even noticed. What does that mean for our daily lives? Well, it means that if your faith to you is a burden, it's likely that you're wearing some mass-produced yoke version of Christianity, and not that yoke that Jesus himself created for you to wear. If you think that our faith is all about what not to do, then you are being burdened unnecessarily. No, our faith is not as much about restriction as it is about freedom to work good, having been freed from the curse of the law. If you think of church as something that you have to go to, today you're encouraged to take on the yoke of Jesus and learn the blessing of being in God's house with His people to receive His gift. If you think taking care of your neighbors is burdensome, take on the yoke of Christ today and learn the true joy of self-sacrifice and service. If you view our faith as a list of rules and regulations, take the yoke of Christ upon you and experience the freedom to do good that the Holy Spirit has promised to give you. You see, people in Jesus' day when He spoke the words of our text have been taught by the Pharisees to think of their religion as a set of rules and regulations. The people felt terribly burdened when they simply tried to do all of the things that had been laid out for them by the Pharisees. Jesus, of course, rebuked the Pharisees for doing so. He rebuked them for burdening the people with things they themselves could not carry. With Jesus' words in our text, indeed, lifted the burden that the Pharisees had laid upon people. He lifted that burden off the weary shoulders of so many people and gave to them the joyous freedom that He offered. In the time of the Reformation, when Martin Luther was around, again, the majority of people had come to think of their faith as a set of rules, restrictions, and regulations. Indeed, the people were to confess a certain number of times. They were to pay a certain amount of money. They were to do a certain amount of penance if they were to even hope to make it through those pearly gates. Martin Luther himself was crushed daily under this kind of yoke that had been placed upon him. Indeed, his shoulders were scarred with the burden that the Catholic Church was laying upon so many people. Yes, he carried that burden for decades. But then finally, by God's grace, he came to know the yoke of Jesus. He came to bear that yoke which was light, which was easy. Indeed, Martin Luther was blessed not only to have that burden lifted off his shoulders, but to be able to proclaim the gospel so that many others might be relieved of those burdens that he himself first bore. But I have a question. You and I, who bear the name of Christ on our forehead, and those of us who bear the name Luther on our church, are we free from the temptation to view our faith as burdensome? You would think with such good teachers we would not be. I must admit that I've had several conversations that lead me to believe that many people still perceive our faith as a set of rules and restrictions and regulations. Some of those conversations have even led me to believe that people think the task of witnessing is to try to burden other people with those same rules and regulations. Yes, even in this congregation, I suppose some of us, probably all of us at times, do things out of obligation rather than out of inspiration. But today we must be clear. Such living is not living with the yoke of Jesus. That easy yoke that Jesus assures us if we will wear it will not be burdensome to us. Yes, the yoke that He wishes to give to us is something that is so custom fit for us, and we won't even notice it when we're wearing it. Indeed, today again, in with and under words and wine and bread, Jesus proclaims and delivers to us here today His yoke. He removes from us the sinful, burdensome yoke which we so often carry, and gives us instead that easy yoke that only the Holy Spirit can give to us. And then, having been tied to Christ with this yoke, we move forward. Some have taken this verse in the scripture that we read today to read that since Jesus says His yoke is easy and His burden is light, that there's no need for you and I to move forward. The truth is, ahead, there is plenty for us to do, none of which we could do if we were not first tied to Christ. You see, unless God the Father in His great mercy and grace ties us to His Son Jesus through repentance and baptism, we would not move forward. Instead, we would simply sway side to side until ultimately we ended up in a ditch of destruction. But God has called us by His Word. And He has enlightened us with His gifts, and since He has done that, we now move forward with great joy toward the task that God has given to us. For of course, never has a yoke been placed upon an animal without the intention of that animal moving forward to do some work. The same is true of us. When Christ calls us to Himself through His Word and ties us to Himself through words and water, bread and wine, He does so not only to bring us to eternal salvation one day, but also to give us even now newness of life that we can live out this day. And that newness of life consists in joyfully moving forward towards the work which God has predestined that we would do before all time. And if we are truly yoked to the yoke of Christ, the work ahead of us will never seem like work. It will not be a burden that we do out of obligation, but rather a joyful task that we will do as the Holy Spirit leads us and directs us through His Word. We will be able to rest even while we work with vigor for the kingdom and its goal. So I invite you today to cast off those mass-produced yokes that we all wear at times. Those yokes that feel like they might just crush our shoulders into pieces. Never again consider the faith a burden to bear. Never again consider it a heavy load of rules and restrictions. Never again try to burden someone else with a set of rules and restrictions that we ourselves have not been able to carry. Instead, today, at the Father's gracious invitation, receive upon you the custom yoke, that yoke which was made before all eternity that it might be fit squarely on to you. Receive today the yoke of Christ's forgiveness, His faithfulness, and His freedom. Receive from Him all that He earned for you at that cross at Calvary. Receive the gift of being bound to Him for all eternity. And rejoice at the places He will take you and the tasks that He will give you to do. They will not be to you a burden. They will be a joy. I suppose we have all met them. You know, those people who truly love their work. People who wake up in the morning and can't wait to get to it. Oh, I've met farmers like that. I've met professionals like that. I've met people from all sorts of walks of life like that. And those kind of people are a joy to be around. Because to be around them when they work is to learn that their work to them is not a burden, but is a joy. Such is the yoke of Christ that He gives us today to bear. It's not a burden that weighs us down, but rather it is an instrument of freedom and direction to do good. It is our connection to Jesus that indeed allows us to walk in the paths of righteousness and the ways of joy. But today, upon Jesus' invitation, take this yoke upon you. And learn from Jesus, for He is gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your soul. For Jesus' yoke is easy, and His burden is light. Amen.